Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today as we continue the series of Meet the Candidates series is Dan Jourdain, who's running for Bemidji Councilor at Large. How's it going today, Dan?
It's going pretty great, Larissa. We get a nice change in the weather here, so that's what we're looking forward to in Bemidji. So it's going great. Thank you for having the time.
Yeah, sure. So why don't we get started by you telling us a little bit about yourself, such as how long you've lived in Bemidji?
Sure. I lived in Bemidji for about 7 years now, Beltrami County for about 26 of those years. And yeah, I plan on being in Bemidji for the rest of my time, if you will.
All right, fantastic. So how would people in the community know you from? What other roles in the community have you served prior to launching this campaign?
Well, I do own my small business. I do have a small business company that I do own. Fred's providing sound. I do run a sound system. So providing that to some of the events that happen in the area. We do donation. We do volunteering for that. So that's one of my other duties or jobs that I do. Other volunteer work is being active in the city council, the county commissioners meeting, and also the school board meeting. So I volunteer my time with that. And previously, I am a high school sports referee for basketball. So being involved in the community, watching the kids learn, teaching the fundamentals of how the game is played, and being active out there with the parents and showing that we can all, you know, work together and have fun at the same time. So other aspects that I did work in was the surrounding areas was the Boys and Girls Clubs and also DARE programs. So I try to stay very active in a community and engage myself and be involved a lot more.
So my next question is this your first political campaign?
This would be my first political campaign. So learning a lot of new things. The candidates that are running, I like to say good luck to those candidates. So what kind of transpired was just a lot of people in the community who wanted change and wanted to see different types of views and a younger generation being involved. So I am 35 years old, and being involved with this type of change, it's a good process to listen to the people's concerns and hear what they want changed, and bringing that type of change to the city board. That's how I want to implement my views and my goals. And like I said, this is my first campaign, so we're out here running, and we're also learning at the same time. So it's a fun process.
All right, great. So my next question is on what some people may view as a big issue, but you know, others may argue that it's one that's tough to solve. Half of the city property is non-taxable land and properties. So some may view that a significant burden to operate the city, such as expenses and costs for the Sanford Event Center, that falls on those remaining city property taxpayers. What solutions do you think would solve this problem, and do you support a hospitality or another sales tax to relieve some of that burden, especially for those costs of the Sanford Event Center?
Well, recently I had a chance to meet with the city manager, Nate Matthews, and we sat down and discussed some of the issues that we're facing in Bemidji. And the Sanford Center, that is obviously, it seems more like a burden before the city, because we're not generating any revenue for that place, and we want to generate revenue for that place. So we're looking at other options and ideas on how we can, you know, make this more a successful type of infrastructure. So looking at different models, if there is a tax increase, whether or not we can do that or we want to do that, those are being explored as options right now. So we want to look at every single way possible so we're making the right decisions on these big projects that are happening in the city.
Right. My next question is on another hot topic issue, the 197 Business Corridor. MnDOT plans to work on that stretch of highway. It's a bit of a moving target, but definitely within the next 10 years. And a plan for multiple roundabouts was scrapped, I think, last year. What do you think should happen on that stretch of highway?
Well, if we look at the needs assessment, if we make sure that we're doing the right thing, and also, you know, the cost of it, we got to look at as well. So, one thing that we want to make sure that safety of the roadways is the number one priority. We do already have a lot of roundabouts in Bemidji right now by the school district, which that's a cluttered, very busy area. So we want to make sure that if we are going to divest into a different roadway and make sure that it's we are making the right decision, and we want people to be safe on the roadway at the same time.
My next question is on the city's water systems. There is currently work being done right now on the on a water treatment plant, and without legislative bonding dollars or a new sales tax, that burden to pay for that construction will likely fall to the utility ratepayers. What are your thoughts on that project and possible funding solutions?
Well, right now, the water and sewer in Bemidji is the number one priority. Also, we want to look at ways on how to be more safer with that. We understand that the water treatment plant, that we are making these changes for a reason, because if we look at the previous assessment that was done, that there were chemicals found to be harmful in the water. So we need to make some changes to that. And then by making changes to that, brought forward this new project. And by this new project of getting a water treatment plant, it's going to be a little spendy. Right now, we're looking at all the costs. The city is currently looking at all the costs with that. And I believe that without this bonding bill, it's going to be a little difficult. So we really need this bonding bill to help alleviate some of these costs here for the city. Because right now, the project is being built, but right now we are just looking for ways on how we're going to make a payment for the utility bills, if it's going to be higher or whatnot. So we're looking at every single option we can to make sure it's the right one and not costing our citizens of Bemidji a lot of money. So being that we need the bonding bill, and looking at other ways and other avenues on how we can make this a positive project as well.
Great. My next question is, recent events in the city and the state have highlighted the issues of racism and distrust of the government. What would you do as a council member to improve race relations and trust?
Well, being a Native American myself, I feel that there is some change that needs to be done to the city, but we want to be proactive with it. We don't want to be anywhere different or similar to these cities that are wanting change. So on one of my platforms that I focus on is public safety. So we want to make sure that if we are going to change, if we do look at changing ways in the city, that we want to be positive and proactive about it. And also, like, sitting down recently with Mr. Mess and the chief of police of Bemidji. So we discussed every single option, and we're looking at different ways on how we can get the citizens of Bemidji more involved in a positive way and to express their change however they want to see it. Like I said, just getting people involved in a community that want change, that want to see change, that's a positive for us. And on my platform, too, I look to bridge these gaps of disparity and look to, you know, better Bemidji and make sure that we're all on the same page and that we all share our equal views and values.
All right. My last question is on COVID-19. What do you think a city council's role should be in public health emergencies such as this?
Well, right now, being a small business owner, we get to look at the small businesses, too, that are slowly reopening, make sure that they are within the guidelines of the state ordinances that are passed down from the governor. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge in the city of Bemidji that we're all learning. Like I said, COVID is something that recently came up, and we have to be aware and understand the seriousness of what COVID actually is. So I believe the city is doing well. Not where we want to be, but we can improve a lot of things with the city mandates. So if we all do our part to be safer in Bemidji and we all do what we're supposed to, then I believe our numbers of safety and the coronavirus will lower. So I believe that the city being involved with the pandemic and understanding what we need to do as a city is a big priority right now, because we want everybody to be safe in the community, and we don't want this, you know, this coronavirus taking over our city. So I believe the city is doing a good job and going forward with what we need to do. If we need to shut down a business or temporary close for cleaning, the city is there to support that and make sure that that business is okay with reopening at the same time. So those are some of the things the city is doing good at. Like I said, there's always room for improvement.
All right. Well, great. Well, that takes care of all my prepared questions. Is there anything else about you or your campaign you wanted to be sure to let voters know?
Yeah, your vote is important, not only on a city level, but all their views. Of course, Bemidji is a nonpartisan platform, but being involved with voting and also the census, too, we want to make sure everybody is involved with the census. And like I said, but go back to voting, that make sure you get out and vote, because that's the number one key to making change within the city or the county or the state level. So get out and vote. I would like to wish good luck to the other candidates that are running for the at-large position and all the other ward positions as well. So we get a lot of great candidates, a lot of great positive views that we are going to see, and we're going to see some changes in Bemidji. I'm looking forward to be part of that change.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to respond to my questions today. Daniel Jourdain for Bemidji Councilor at Large.